My name is Bob Rabin, and I was born in St. Francis Hospital in Evanston, Illinois, and lived there till I was something like 20 years old. Went to Evanston High School eventually, and I was always interested in the weather, as far as I can remember. Probably grammar school age, I remember that. And I had a passion for it. Used to record observations when I was in high school and intently would watch the TV weather, but also the sky, and learned a lot from that. Was a cooperative observer for Harry Volkman, who is the popular TV meteorologist at the time in Chicago. And religiously, I would call in every day and report the temperature and the rain, and occasionally it would be shown on his weathercasts on television, which was exciting. It was late in my path in high school, I tried to set out a plan for where I would go to professionally work in that field, meteorology or weather forecasting. And I was very disappointed to find out that I had to go to college. First 2 years of college, I went to a smaller university in Chicago called Northeastern Illinois University. I would have probably had to go out of state, so I looked elsewhere. I looked to Canada and found out that their tuition was much more affordable. And I applied to McGill University to transfer for my last 2 years. But I was accepted and I went there. It was a wonderful experience. I got a Bachelor of Science degree, as it is called there, in meteorology, and then stayed on to do a master's degree, which took me 3 years. So at some point, I decided to travel overseas. And I did my research back then in the library to find out addresses of the weather services and many different countries, and I wrote letters. I think I wrote to probably 30 or 40 countries and asked them if I was traveling, if I could come and visit, maybe do an internship. Heard back from almost all of them eventually, but there were only two countries that offered a option to do an internship. One was in Germany with the Deutscher Wetterdienst, which I ended up doing. I took a ship across the Atlantic. It was a Russian passenger ship, and it took 8 days. And I just traveled through Europe freelance for several months. I had taken German in college, so I knew some German to practice, even though I already spoke English. So that was a great experience. And someone told me that. They asked me if I ever considered working on a kibbutz in Israel because you could spend the whole winter there. It was warm and you didn't need any money because you were working half time. So I decided to give that a shot. And I went to the Socialist Working Party one, which was the original concept of the collective kibbutz. And the lady asked me what I wanted to get out of it. And I said, well, I grew up in a city and I was always interested in agriculture. I was just out in the country someplace, and there was a sign, and I had to walk maybe a half a mile to get to the actual settlement. And I was there as a volunteer. And I think I learned more about Europe being there because my fellow volunteers were mostly from Europe. They were my age. And it was about a research center in the Negev Desert in the middle of Israel, and it was being run by a director who used to teach at MIT. And I wrote him a letter, and it turned out that the work they were doing was similar to what I did for my master's work. And then he said, you should come down here and work. So by that time, I met my wife, Ghislaine, and we decided to move there, and we did. And what was interesting, working in that area was interesting. We really didn't, or I didn't like living there as much as on the kibbutz. It just wasn't the same sense of community. It was more like living in a suburb someplace. So at some point, after another month or two, my brother was getting married and I had to go back to the US, and that was kind of the end of that. And eventually, I had an opportunity to go to Oklahoma and work for 2 years at least at the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma. Yeah, I just love the experience of working there and the challenges and learning more about how severe storms form, tornadoes, and trying to increase warning times and forecastability. So after the 2 years were up there was an opportunity to get a permanent position. I applied for it and ended up getting that. And I was there for 43 years, I believe. Yeah, and just retired from that position about a year ago, so May 31st, 2022. And it was at that time that we found an opportunity to move to Oak Creek. My wife and I were really interested in co-housing for many years. There was no co-housing option in Norman where we lived. And it most resembled, in some ways, the kibbutz that we had volunteered at, that concept of sharing and sharing resources.